thinking about that, we want our children at a very young age to plan activities and programs. Some people say kids are over-programmed. They're planned too much. And before they can even enjoy those programs or activities, we tell our children, you got to plan for what you want to study in high school and your electives. Then before they even get done with those electives, we tell them, you've got to get ready for college. And before they've even finished maybe their sophomore year, pressure's put on them to, you got to figure out what your career and how you're going to make money to pay off all of your college debt. Then a few years go by and we say, you've got a plan on a family and how you're going to live and support your family and have a house. And then before you know it, we say, you got a plan for your retirement. Do you know what this is, how this goes? You're laughing. This is the way it goes. And if anyone is outside of the planning cycle there, you get a tap on the shoulder and they say, you really need to get with the times. I've had my shoulder tapped many times for that reason. There's nothing wrong with planning, but obsessive planning can lead to a dangerous place that we think that we can control the future. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, what we're essentially saying is this: I can live in the present, and Lord, you're going to take care of the future outcomes. Or to put it even better, to make it more accurate, this is what we're really saying. Lord, you're taking care of me today. You've done that. But you're going to also do that next week, in the month to come, and in the years to come. God, the Father, provides in so many ways for us. He's going to take care of the future. He's going to take care of what's right in front of us as well. One of my favorite stories that relates this really well, I heard maybe 10 years ago, and I think I've shared it before at church, but I'm going to do it again here tonight because it's just so awesome. The story came out, it was about 10 years ago, that a German elderly man was living all by himself about a half mile outside of a German village. And he'd walk every day the path down from his home. It was down a kind of a mountain down to the village to pick up his daily sustenance, things like bread and milk and yogurt just to get by for the day. And it was about 10 years ago that his adult children came to visit him, and they discovered that their dad did not have any refrigeration in the house. You know how adult children get together and they kind of, let's get a plan for our parents. They got together and they talked together and they said, let's get our dad a refrigerator. And they came up with a plan and a way to deliver it to the house, and they thought really good about themselves. And for them, it was really a change in lifestyle for their dad. The fact that he wouldn't have to go down to the village, he can kind of relax at night and maybe have a glass of milk just to simplify lifestyle. And they kind of just were very excited about the ability of technology, the way technology was so awesome and could really change someone's life. A year passed by, and the adult children went and visited their father. They were excited to see how this lifestyle had changed his life and how well he'd thank them and be appreciative for what they had given to him. They were shocked by what they found. Outside the house, they found the refrigerator unplugged, tipped over, filled with dirt, and flowers growing out of the top of the refrigerator. It had turned into a flower bed. Kids were incensed. Went to go talk to dad, and dad, what did you do? This was supposed to be something you're going to use in your house. Dad said this: you don't understand, I enjoy my daily walk to the village. I'm able to count my blessings and give thanks to God for my daily bread. Beautiful story. And isn't that what we're doing when we say, give us this day our daily bread? Another thing I just love about this little prayer, and I pointed out before in our series, is this: give us. That is a plural pronoun. Notice it's not give me my daily bread so that I can take care of myself. It's give us our daily bread. because it points out that God gives us so much in abundance that we can share with others. Luther would put it this way. He had an interesting take on this. Luther would say that the abundance that we receive and then we share with someone else is God disguised. So now when people come to me and say, Pastor, there just aren't any miracles anymore that happen, I say, uh-uh. When there's an abundance and it's shared with someone else, that's God disguised, actually providing a miracle for that person's need. Let's let the miracles continue at peace. Picking up the mail today, I don't know how this worked. I haven't talked to Jim and Ellen, but it was interesting. I got a thank you note from Philomath Community Services for the food bank. They said the amount that was given outside those bins last week amounted to about $320. Does that sound about right? I don't know where that came from. I don't know if that was from the backpack ministry. What that is give us this day our daily bread. It was just abundance. We didn't even plug it here at church. Some people gave extra, and it got given to it. Taken to Philomath Community Services. The extra that we have with the backpack ministry is a fulfillment of this prayer. Partnerships with the Gleaners, partnerships with June's Kids Closet. That's just a statement of the abundance that we give. God in disguise, a miracle happens and it's shared with the community. So let's continue that prayer and continue our journey around the hexagon. Father, thank you for providing for us tonight. Amen.